Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Chair. I want to once again thank you for giving me this opportunity to share a few words about the work we are doing at the European Commission. Even though this is the first EU anti-racism action plan, the work has been done already prior to the action plan. But of course, now that we have such a comprehensive 5-year action plan, we are able to build on the Commission's and the EU's anti-racism policy work in a systematic approach with clear objectives and a vision of what a union of equality could and should look like. And that is where such a policy tool as the EU Anti-Racism Action Plan is so important, in addition to the other equality policies of the Commission, namely the Roma Strategic Framework, in addition to the Strategy on Combating Anti-Semitism, the Gender Equality Strategy, and the Strategy for Persons with Disabilities, all together are a way forward to ensure that we move towards a union of equality. I would like to say that from the European Commission and European Union perspective also, we were happy to see that so much of what is in the action plan seen as main ways forward in the anti-racism work were also in there, namely especially the mentioning of specifically the form of Afrophobia or anti-black racism as it is mentioned in the action plan, but also the importance that is placed on equality data and how it is central to move towards the harmonized collection of desegregated data to truly uncover the state of discrimination, the state of equality, to be able to then build evidence-based policy, evidence-based legislation to ensure that people, marginalized communities and people facing racism and discrimination, specifically people of African descent in this case, would achieve their rights in full. So this is the work that we will continue to do up until the end of my mandate. At this point, of course, we are very committed to the work. Thank you again for having me. Thank you, Madam Chair.